Okay, the Kavod HaYayim, I'd like to talk about in Yanei Chanukah. I'd like to learn with you Rav Chaim and attach it to both Halacha L'Maisa and an Inyan of Hashkafa. The Halacha L'Maisa, I want to mention to you that I think I mentioned last week the idea of Hadlaka is a mitzvah and Kafsa in Zakakla, that the mitzvah of Hadlaka is Neiris is when you light the Neiris, that's the mitzvah. What happens later is not relevant. When you light it, if there's not enough oil for half an hour, if you light it and later you add more oil, it doesn't help you. When you light it, it has to be a mitzvah. And the reverse is true. If you light it and it's good, and later someone blows it out, so hadlaka is a mitzvah, the hadlaka is the mitzvah, not what happens later. So I personally somehow always have trouble with my wicks. With my floating wicks always sink on me, and I don't know, some people have hatzlacha, I don't know why. My kids explained that the wax drips on the floating wicks, and that's why it sinks, so I started using a match instead, but it doesn't work, I don't know. My floating wicks all sink, and when I used the wicks, as a kid we used to use wicks, and they worked, I don't know. I always have a very hard time with them. So what happens most of the time is I light the menorah, and then I take a stick and I fix the wicks that they should burn. Either they're too big or they're too little. So it bothered me last week. I spoke about Hadlaka Isa Mitzvah. And here I am. I light the menorah. And right after I light it, I take out my thing and I fix it. Well, what does my fixing it help? If it's good, it's good. If it's not good, it's not good. No? Don't say yes. It's a problem for me. If when you light it, it has to be the way you light it. It's later on. What are you doing later? Yeah, I only want to be Yaitzir Mitzvah. I prefer to do Mahadrin and Mahadrin. Okay, so he's telling me out of the seven, probably one will burn the amount of time. Okay, I would like to do all of them. I mean, I could fix the other ones and get the one. Okay, I would like to say a better Teretz. Okay. So Teretz is in Eretz Yisrael, where they allow the minigas to light outdoors. Our minigas, most of us, I think, we light indoors. And in Yisrael, they have like the original minig of Klal Yisrael, which was to light outdoors. And there's a big tumult also about the fact that to light outdoors, you have to have something to protect the flame from the wind. So they have a glass panel. So usually you open the door. Now they have doors. It used to be you had the glass panel, you picked it up, you lit it, and then you put it back down. So there, they're the same kind of ha'ara that, why does it help to put it down? If when you light it, it's not right to burn, the ruach metzuyah, when that would blow it out, when you light it, so why does it help? If you light it, then you protect it from the wind. If at the time you light it, it's no good. So they had this same ha'ara. And I'd like to tell you the teretz that I believe Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes in Talmud Akra, but to establish it, not just to say b'derech efshin. So I'd like to learn with you the yesod of this Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim is about lighting in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Rashi says in Masechet Shabbos, by Hadlaka is a mitzvah, and Kav Sein Zakakla, that whatever it is, it's Kamai, the Menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. It's the same thing. Hadlaka is a mitzvah here, Hadlaka is a mitzvah there, that's the rule. The problem is a Rambam. The Rambam says that you could light the menorah, which, as you know, the menorah was indoors, in the ulam or in the ayel mayed. But the Rambam says that it's possible to light it outdoors. He says, "Chein hadlokas neiris kashera bizarim." Lighting the menorah is kosher by a non-kayin. Lefikach im heitiv hakayin es haneiris v'yitzian lechutz. Yisrael can't go inside into the ulam. So if a kayin prepares the neiris and then he takes the menorah out, mutar lezar lahadlikon. So Yisrael, who's standing outside where Yisrael is allowed to stand, he could light the menorah and the kayin would have to put it back. It has to light indoors. As I state in Rambam. So the Michas Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Tzadiches on this mitzvah. It says, "May oila mikshesi al divrei haRambam elu." I don't understand this Rambam. Hadlaka is a mitzvah. What are you doing? The mitzvah is to light is when you light. Hadlaka, not hanocha, is a mitzvah. Hadlaka is a mitzvah. If when you light it, you're not b'kayim the mitzvah, because you're lighting outside. So what does it help that the kayim is going to go and bring it inside? If hadlaka is a mitzvah, wherever you light, that's the mitzvah. You can't light in one place and then bring it somewhere else. So the Mechitz Chinuch says he doesn't understand this Rambam that says you can light it outdoors. The Velt teaches Alanisim that way. Hidliku neiris b'chatzos kodshecha. That they lit it outdoors and then they brought it back. They brought it inside. But it doesn't stem with the whole musig of hadlaka is a mitzvah. And this is Reb Chaim's kasha also on the Rambam. Just the Mechitz Chinuch is the second kasha, Geshmaka kasha. He says if it's emes that you could light it and then put it where it belongs. So what's pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara says that any mitzvah, it says tamid is daicha Shabbos. Any mitzvah in the Mishkan, the Migdash, where it says tamid is afilu b'tumah, afilu b'Shabbos. So they lit the menorah in the base of Migdash on Shabbos. So fekta mechzchinach, why do they have to light it on Shabbos? Light it earlier, b'chatzis kashecha, and let the kayim put it where it belongs on Shabbos. No? Muktzah is a drabanan, and lighting is a raisa. So instead of lighting it on Shabbos, light it before Shabbos, and then carry it inside, and put it where it belongs. Do the mitzvah on Shabbos. Carry the menorah. Why not? It was heavy. It's very good, but that's what the Rambam is saying. You light it outside, and then you maybe you put it on wheels. I don't know. What does the Rambam mean? It says you could take it out, you could light it outside and get it in. Maybe it means the Chashmonon's menorah, where they took seven shpudim and put it together. They were able to light it for Chatzis Kodshecha. Of course he should light it inside, but it's kosher. But Kayin could light it outside just like a Zohar could light it outside. It doesn't make sense. Only a Zohar could light it outside. A Kayin is possible to light it outside. What? It's not a kasha. Shabbos is the second kasha. I'm going to forget to come back to the Shabbos part, but anyway, he is. What? When he lights it, when he takes it. But it's not worse than lighting it. It's no worse. If you're mad of lighting it, which is Mamish Vonar Lamites Malachis, so Mechasana says, find an Eitzah. Light it before and then put it. So isn't it better to light it? And isn't it better to light it beforehand? And if it goes out, you light it then. Than to l'chatchila light it on Shabbos? I mean, it's still better. You're still better off. Now, to answer this, Reb Chaim says he aside, which I want to tell you is it's mukhrich mekama mekaymus. The Reb Chaim's aside is that there's no mitzvah to light the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't say anywhere a lashon that the mitzvah is to light the menorah. The Torah says, "Beha lois chasan reis el mul pnei menorah." What?
What's the whole business with Chanukah?
What's the whole business with Chanukah? It's really donuts. On the side, we have this. I'll explain. You're right. It says the mitzvah of hadlaka really only comes b'remiza everywhere. In Abaya, have a Masada Seda Hamaracha, the Seder in the morning, it doesn't say Hadlokas Neiris. It says Hatovas Chamash Neiris. It says Hatovas Shnei Neiris. Hatova is, there's the Dishon, cleaning out the old, and Hatova is putting it in the oil, making it Taiv, making it proper. Why does it say Hadlokas Chamash Neiris? Hatovas Shnei Chamash Neiris. And if you look in the Mayne HaMitzvahs don't count the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neira. They use the Lashon either of Harochas HaNeiris or Hatovas HaNeiris. They don't use the Lashon of Hadlokas HaNeiris. They don't say such Lashonis. The Mechitz Chinuch's mission is Mitzvah Tzadik Ches, and he says a Lashon of, I think it's Harochas HaNeiris, Mitzvah Arichas HaNeiris B'Migdash. That's his mitzvah. Mitzvah Arichas HaNeiris, setting up the Neiris in the Beis HaMigdash. So he doesn't say it's a mitzvah to light. There's no lashon that it's a mitzvah to light the menorah. Yairu shivas haneiris. Doesn't say yadliku shivas haneiris. So Reb Chaim's yisoid here in this piece, he says it in pretty clear lashonis. Rav Chaim says that the mitzvah is one mitzvah klali. Hatovas haneiros means making sure you have lit neiros. It doesn't mean the maisa hadlaka is the mitzvah. Rav Chaim's lashon is the sfira lay is going to Rambam. The chol ikar hach mitzvah dadlokas neiros ein ha mitzvah beetsa maisa hadlaka. Ki im ikar mitzvah sahu sheyia haneiros dalkin tamid. You have to set it up so that you have burning neiros. That includes lighting it. If you don't light it, you're not going to have it. But it's the hadlaka isa mitzvah is not the hadlaka, it translated to lighting it, but the whole seder advarim, the hatova. So the hatova saneris is to make sure you have burning neiros. So that is that's the mitzvah of the menorah, is the dava klali of making sure you have lit neiros. Making sure you have lit neiros that are lit properly. Of course you have to light it. If nobody lights it, it's not a kiyum, but you have to make sure. It's meduyak in the Rambam. The Rambam's lashon, he says that a Yisrael could light it. He says, "Im heitiv hakayin es haneiros ve'etziyan luchutz mutu lazar ladlikon." Im heitiv hakayin haneiros, so mutu lazar ladlikon. The kayin has to be Isaac and Atavas haneiros. The ma'isa adloka could be done by anybody. That's his yisayid. And that explains the Rambam, why you could light it outside, as long as the Asik is done by the Kayin. The actual lighting is just, I don't call it a Hechsher, it's a part of the mitzvah, but it's not the Gansa mitzvah. That's Rav Chaim's side. That's in the Grach al HaRambam. Getting back first to our Shaila about the lighting. Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes that the lighting, when you light the neiros, you understand already from this Reb Chaim. If you're lighting it and lowering a glass in front of it, it's no different than if you're lighting the menorah outside and you're bringing it to where it belongs. Now, Chanukah, you have to light it where it belongs. There's no shaila. But the hadlaka with the asik of the hadlaka is the mitzvah. If there's a whole asik hadlaka, it's all mutter. Rav Chaim brings him a car from a Shulchan Aruch. In Tafresh Ayin Aleph, Siv Dalid, there's a case here where you have a bowl full of oil and you put a bunch of wicks. Now that itself will be possible. It's a madura. You can't have oil and a bunch of wicks coming from them. So the case is, you have oil and you have wicks. And the way Rav Chaim is teaching it, when you light it, you don't plan to do anything else. It's already hadlaka yisamis, it's over. But when you light it, you plant. Afterwards, they put a plate over on top of it that had spaces for the 8 or 7, however many wicks. So if you light it, and then you put something over it to separate the wicks, it's kosher. Rav Chaim learns that way into the Mechaber, in the Shulchan Aruch, which is mamish, our case. I had the case in Eretz Yisrael, and I had my case. If when you light it, there's a plan to finish the Hatava, to do an Asik of Hatava Sadneiris, it's all part of the Inyan Klali of Hadlokas Neiris. And it's all part of what a person can be Yaitza with. Hatovas Neiris is Hadloka and setting it up. It's a process. It's the whole Asik of Hatova. Why should it be that way? That's the way it was in the Beis Hamikdash. That's the way it is by us. Also, we understand that from the Torah that doesn't say Yadliku and Neiris. He says Yoyiru. Make sure you have burning Neiris. So this connects this Grach al HaRambam, the lighting in the Mishkan, to our lighting. There's one additional nakuda I want to mention to you. In the concept of Kofsa Ein Zakuk La, which is a Dovet Pella to most people, Pesuminisa, what's the whole lighting? Pesuminisa, you tell someone, if you light it, and a minute later a child knocks it over, or the wind blows it out, you don't have to relight it. It's fine. It's nice to relight it, but you don't have to relight it. So someone will tell you, what are you talking about? The whole mitzvah is Pesumei Nisa. And here it lit for 1 minute, or half a minute, and I'm Yaitza. The idea of Kofsa Ein Zakuk La, I saw a beautiful Machshava, it's a Kuntres Ala Nisim, a beautiful Kuntres on Yanei Chanukah. And he explains the musig of Kofsa Ein Zakuk La. That we know that the menorah represents Torah Shabbal Peh. Writes Lahachim Yadrim, the idea that the menorah, the aura of the menorah represents Torah Shabbat Peh, the kaftar or perach represent the pulpula d'araisa. It's, I think, a known idea. So since it represents Torah, he writes, it's a beautiful lashon. He says, Iker chayves ha'adam einenu hasogas ha'taytzah. The avoda, learning, and avoda Hashem, is not getting to the result. Ela ha'ishtadlus at hechon shiode megas. Taharav as much as you could. Einu lecha ha'malocha ligmar. Now your job to finish. Torah Shabbat Peh is different than Torah Shabbat Ksav. Torah Shabbat Ksav, if you try to write a good Sefer Torah and you make a mistake, it's not a kosher Sefer Torah. Torah Shabbat Peh, if you sit and you try to figure out pshat, and you learn totally wrong pshat, you mess up, you learn it in Gansen wrong, you touch the words wrong, you put the commas in the wrong place, you butcher up the whole thing. You get tzchah for Limud HaTorah. In Limud HaTorah, it's the amelus that counts. Kofsai and Zalkukla is an idea that if it doesn't come to the end, ain't Zalkukla, you have to do. The Tetzah is not the Yikr is the Avayda Shabbat. So this is an idea about Kofsai and Zalkukla. With this, I understand that it's not just the Hadlok, it's the Hatova. Like Rav Chaim says, the whole Asik, the whole Fanim of a person being busy with his learning, being involved in his learning, all the things that all contribute, it's not just the learning, it's the cheshek, it's the chavrusa, it's the arum and arum of the learning that really makes a hatzlacha, and that's this idea. Hadlaka saneris, it's different than every avayda in the Mishkan, every avayda in the Beis HaMikdash. It says, put the bread on the shulchan, put the evarim on the mizbeach, spritz the blood on the mizbeach. But by neiris is the hatova, it's the whole asik, the whole aracha, the whole Asik that a person does. That's really a lesson of the Menorah. So this Reb Chaim, Hotzatom et Halacha, Hotzatom et Machshava, very Gishmaka Reb Chaim. What about Shabbos? That answer Shabbos. Shabbos, the Klei Chemda says, yes, wonderful, the Kasha was, why Erev Shabbos have an Eitzah for you, light before you, and then do it afterwards. So Klei Chemda says, he says, beautiful. He says, the Aruch HaNer, The Michas Chinuch misunderstood the Gemara. When the Gemara says Hadlokas Neiris is Daita Shabbos, the Neiris have to burn May Erev Advaiker. May Erev, nowadays we're used to, nobody knows when nightfall is. There's Ben Hashmash, there's Ben Hatam, there's a Gran. The Beis HaMikdash, they knew. They had a Zman. Night starts here, and Shabbos starts here, and that's the beginning of the night. May Erev Advaiker means every single minute of night, the menorah has to be lit. That means you have to light it a minute before the night. When we say Tomid Afilu B'Shabbos, the Michas Chinuch thought the problem is Friday. Problem is not Friday. Friday, you anyway have to light a minute before night. You need the Erev Advaiker. You light like Shabbos left. You light the menorah. Like, you always have to light it anyway a minute before. When it says Afilu B'Shabbos, we're worried about Shabbos Shal Shul this time. The problem wasn't Friday's lighting, it was Shabbos. May Erev and Baiki have to light it before nightfall. So the problem wasn't Friday, the problem is Shabbos. Shabbos, the lighting of the menorah is that's for Shabbos, on Shabbos the afternoon, and you have to light it before the night. So the whole Michas Chinuch Kasha, if you thought it means Friday night, so you have a Kasha. Light it a little earlier. If you thought it meant Friday night going into Shabbos, what? Who said you lie twice a day? Okay. Not all the Rishon HaLevi, you lie twice a day. But the point was, on Friday night, going into Shabbos, the Michas Chinuch has a kasha, do it a few minutes early and move it in. But no, he meant Shabbos by day. Shabbos, the afternoon, may Erev Advaiker, it turns to may Erev Advaiker, so you light it by Erev, may Erev Advaiker, and then that's adequate. Okay. Our friend Chanukah, everybody.